You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Six months, 82 games, and finally, the postseason is here. First up, the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament. For this, the rules are simple. Win to get in. Eight teams battle to earn their playoff spot in a win-or-go-home style tournament that is bound to be full of highlights, excitement, and drama. There's no better way to set the tone for the playoffs than this, so make sure you don't miss the action. Watch TNT's coverage of the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament on April 16th and 19th on TNT, True TV, and Max.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is the Dan Levitard Show with the Stugatz Podcast. It is time for Stugatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Weekend observations brought to you by Miller Lite. Great taste, 96 calories, available for delivery. Dan. He orchestrated the greatest comeback in NFL history. He spent his entire life proving the doubters wrong. Most recently, he was the head coach of the Colts. Was 40-33-1, but unfortunately, Jeff Saturday came calling. And everyone knows when Jeff Saturday comes calling, you fire your head coach. But Dan, this man refuses to be held down, and even though Steve Wilks probably deserved the job, the Carolina Panthers still hired him. And just like that, make no mistake about it, Frank Reich is back. You excited, Dan?
I'm a little confused as to why they moved on and why you're still calling me Dan.
I don't know. Speaking of back, Vic Fangio, Fangs. By the way, I have no idea if Frank Reich has spent his entire life proving the doubters wrong. It just feels like something you should say about Frank Reich. Yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you. The mini bar at a hotel is an oddly stressful decision. And if you're with your spouse, an often contentious conversation.
You big mini bar guy?
I love a mini bar.
Why wouldn't you just go downstairs for a much...
It's too much.
...appropriately priced drink?
It's a bit too... Or go to the vending machine or something like that. The mini bar is just right there. I'm high. I don't want to go out and see anyone in the hallways. And
it seems like a $22 pack of peanut M&Ms is the right decision at the time.
When you're high, yes.
They taste better when they're right there.
I will admit that bottle of water is always getting drinking like 4 a.m.
Dude, right.
In Vegas.
Are you paying for that, though?
I think so.
Vegas, that bottle of water is $8.
Yeah. In Vegas, I had a couple $13 bottles of water that were clutch.
Wait, Chris, are you saying every single time you'll go downstairs to get a properly priced piece of candy?
No, yes. I'm saying I never use the mini bar.
It's not even properly priced down there either.
I don't, yes.
Exactly.
I don't use the mini bar at all. I will use that water, though, when I'm just parched. Yeah.
Has anyone else noticed that the asteroids are getting closer and closer? You saw that one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, big one.
It's the size of a delivery truck.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Another week goes by, not a single news broadcast leading with the fact that there are UFOs flying around with them.
Well, no one cares. They're finally here and no one cares.
They're here.
It's weird.
We don't know who's behind it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we
do.
They're constantly invading our
airspace. The aliens are.
They're invading our airspace.
We do know, though.
How is this
Who
not,
else is flying those birds?
There should be wall-to-wall coverage on UFOs.
Right.
If there were a network that just covered the UFOs,
right,
I think we'd be better for it.
But are we concerned about the asteroids? That's what I'm saying. Because
watch out for the droids.
Do we have a plan in place? Like
for an asteroid?
If one's coming directly at us,
yeah,
they
dart.
Sense...
If it's the size dart. of a truck, it's only going to hit like a couple people,
I know, but
right?
This one was 2,500 miles away from us.
We got the dart, though.
What, you send the dart up to
send
take
the
it
dart
out?
Up, yeah, punch
if
it right
they feel
the
like
dick.
It's going to be a direct hit, and it worked once, right?
Yeah, it caused all sorts of other problems, but not for us.
What other problems did it cause?
I mean, it went into a couple pieces, and now other, like, heads up, Venus.
All right.
It's your problem now. Mercury's going to be pissed about that in like
heads up
300 penis. Light years.
Colorado, odd state. One day, it's 50 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. Next day, it's snowing and -5. Also, God's country. Also, the best cannabis in the country. Dan, you know what the C in Colorado stands for?
Cannabis?
It stands for cannabis. Very good. The Buffs, more like the Puffs. LeBron James, I've seen people handle the death of a loved one better than you handled not getting that call on Jason Tatum.
It was a bad no call.
It was a bit of an overreaction, though, Mike.
It was a bad no call. Imagine for his legacy, you know, a game winner in that uniform, in that Lakers uniform at that
right.
age at the Cup.
That's not a legacy shot, though.
That's something that's going to get remembered.
It's a regular season game on a team that's not in the playoffs now.
It's a LeBron James game winner when he's on a Lakers uniform against the Celtics. They
that was a hard fought game for the Lakers, too. Pat Beverly had a dunk right before that.
Dude,
they were battling. They should have won that game.
Couldn't believe Pat Bev.
Him bringing the camera out was
the
greatest
of all time.
Classic Pat Bev. Classic Pat Bev.
Take a look, it's in
4K. Yeah. Yeah, that was amazing.
My favorite is that it resulted in the technical foul. The referee didn't go, oh, let me have a look. It was just straight, like, get out of here, man.
Jeff Van Gundy's like, he should have been ejected. I'm like, oh, what did he do? It must have been terrible. And then they showed the clip. I was like, oh, it's pretty funny.
I was having a Royal
Jeff
Rumble.
Jeff not spitting.
I was having a Royal Rumble watch party, but on the second TV, Lakers and Celtics was going on. And for 7 minutes, we were all entranced as to what was going on in mute and trying to piece together, wait, why did the Celtics start overtime with 1 point? And then they show us the replay of Pat Bev holding up the camera. I can't believe he did that. What great theater.
I know, I got to find that
observation. Whose camera was it? I'm kind of hoping it was like the AP camera person, not like the Lakers team photographer. But like he just went up to one of the photographers in the front row and was like, can I have that?
Tatum. I mean, got away with it.
My favorite, whenever athletes or coaches get away with a decision, it's never, oh, geez, got away with that one. It's always, like he said, oh, the last 2 minutes, they were so crazy. I kind of forgot what happened. It's never like, Jesus Christ, I got away with that one last, didn't I?
It was an intentional, it was with purpose to foul him. To
right.
get the result that he got, which was LeBron misses the layup at the cup. The foul made him miss the shot.
The former Arsenal manager, Arsene Wenger, oh, whenever he got like a decision in his favor, so what'd you think of the decision? Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
That was always the move. And why can't an athlete ever not, whew, got lucky with that one.
But the reaction.
Or do the went off me, coach. Do that.
Do you imagine if a loved one passes away, you'll drop to your knees in tears? Like, just think about it. Ever
yeah,
in your lifetime.
There's a couple that would do that for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No, a couple that
a
I would
family member.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, my wife, my daughter, I think okay. I dropped to my knees.
Alan Thicke.
I did. I took that very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Locked myself in a bathroom for 40 minutes.
Right,
I was
that's
going
something you
a lot
should take
time,
hard,
though.
But that's something you should drop to your knees for.
Yeah,
and
but
start crying.
It turned out I wasn't crying about Alan Thicke. I was crying about my dad or something. Oh, yeah. Not sure. Yeah. Lack thereof.
On the Pat Bev observation. Anthony Davis said the Lakers were cheated down the stretch of the Celtics game. Anthony, whatever the refs did to the Lakers pales in comparison to what you've done to the Lakers. AD, Aaron Rodgers, and the Packers are at a crossroads. It's happening.
Now the reports are that they don't necessarily want him there.
Who?
Packers.
They don't. The Jets do. I mean, $52.8 million. Would you want him?
Do you think he's going to play?
For the Jets.
You think he's definitely coming back?
I do, yeah. You don't? You think he's done?
I never know him.
Well, maybe that's the point.
He wants us to talk about him, and it's
exactly
working.
He's going to announce it during Super Bowl week. Steal the Thunder.
I thought you were going to say during the Super Bowl, which I wouldn't put past him either.
Maybe.
Didn't A-Rod do that once with the World Series, Billy, and everyone got pissed?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wasn't listening.
Didn't A-Rod announce something during a World Series that everyone got pissed at?
I think he like re-signed with the Yankees or something.
Or like he was waiving his no trade clause or something like that.
I feel like him and Tom Brady are gonna wait and try to outdo each other and not be the first one, and then it's going to backfire, and they're both going to do it at the same time.
It's going to be during week three, and they're just like in a stare down. I'm not announcing mine. You announce yours.
Who's going to blink?
I mean, well, Tom's going to have trouble.
Tom wins. Death, taxes, and the Joker down under. Were you excited? You love tennis the way I love tennis. Yeah, He's at 22 now, Mike.
I got to tell you, I didn't really watch much of this Aussie Open, but I was watching from a distance, and it just seems as though there's a whole crop of guys that just need Novak Djokovic to retire, because they've got no shot as long as that guy's going right now. Tsitsipas being maybe top of the
mountain. He could use a Joker retirement, you're right.
Oh my gosh, in the worst way.
He'd have like 10 majors.
Tsitsipas had a great tournament, but it's just, he's
a good looking guy.
It's incredible. We're going to look back and just know that we had all those guys. You can maybe even lump in Murray. Mm. We had all those guys going at the same time. It's crazy.
Bringing the camera out on the floor to show the ref he missed the call. Classic Pat Bev. I found it.
I mean, even for him, that was new.
It was great.
I've never seen that before.
Enough with Wrexham. Do it in the Premier League.
They're four promotions away from the Premier League.
Do it there.
Isn't it Premier?
I don't know. Trying to get into soccer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're watching the FA Cup on ESPN Plus on Sunday morning?
No. I was not. Enough with Ryan Reynolds, though. I mean, that guy's everywhere. Too many places. Stick to movies. There isn't a director in the history of Hollywood that has a better catalog of movie previews than M. Night Shyamalan. But bad movies.
I gotta agree with you.
Right?
Every time a new trailer drops,
looks
it's
like the
this
best
is
movie
the
I've ever seen.
He's back in his bag, and you realize it's February. And if he were really back in his bag, it wouldn't be February.
How many good movies has he actually made, though?
I think M. Night has made, let's go, Sixth Sense.
That was great.
Unbreakable.
Those were good.
I'd lump in Signs.
Signs was bad, Mike.
I like Signs. No, Signs was solid. Signs was solid.
You wouldn't have Scary Movie 3 without Signs.
Yeah. I'll say The Village was good.
All right.
Say The Village was good. And then Split. There's five good ones.
I would say three.
That's fair.
I'll give you Signs.
Okay. So Sixth Sense.
Unbreakable. Signs. That's about it.
Did you watch Split?
No.
Well, Split ties in Unbreakable. I'm not going to say how, though. Spoiler alert.
All right. Hassan Reddick, Menace. Josh Johnson is a 49er.
Again?
I have no idea.
Fourth go round.
Brock Purdy, when the going gets tough, the tough fake an injury. You can't spell Croc without the R-O-C-K in Brock. Brock Purdy, more like Croc Purdy. Jalen Hurts, play like that in the Super Bowl, and you'll get bludgeoned. If only Mike Trout could make a playoff appearance in his own sport. The only time you see Mike Trout in the playoffs is when he's in the stands rooting for the Eagles. Trouty. Eagles. 49ers. Strange game. What happened?
You're speaking of people in their bag.
What do you mean?
Just rat-a-tat-tatted a lot.
I mean, Trout's the only time we see him in the postseason.
Yeah, you were just taking everybody out.
What kind of mood today? Strange game, though, right?
Nothing positive to say about Patrick Mahomes at all. Not like, wow, so gutsy, so tough.
He played great. What do you want me to...
Not hate on him.
I'm not hating not on him. I'm just saying he needs...
You're a hater.
We're making him out to be the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. He's won one Super Bowl.
I think he's entitled to that.
What do you... Mike.
All right, we'll have him win a second.
A second? We'll put him in that conversation.
No, he's not there yet.
Well, no. He's six away from being there.
Your eyes tell you, I shouldn't be talking about this guy.
He's got six to go.
I shouldn't be talking about this guy as one of the best I've ever seen because he needs to win another Super Bowl.
One of the best you've ever seen is fine. The best we've ever seen, no.
Okay, but Joe Burrow hasn't won any. And you said Joe Burrow's better than Patrick
Mahomes. The best quarterback in the NFL right now. Yeah, I didn't say he's the greatest of all time.
Which is insulting.
To Mahomes.
Yes.
Or to Brady.
To rank anybody ahead of Patrick Mahomes right now is insulting.
It's a team sport. I mean...
All right. Out of the individuals that play quarterback, to rank any other quarterback over Patrick Mahomes right now is you're doing a thing. You can't. No. It's undeniable that Patrick Mahomes is the best. It's undeniable.
Burrow has no offensive line.
High ankle sprain. Back spasms to the tight end. Tyreek Hill. No Tyreek Hill. Mm-hmm. Three wide receivers that were active.
Right. He needed Chad Henne to get him to this game.
Exactly right. Yep. Where would they be without Henne today? Mm-hmm. Think about that.
I think the exact same place, too.
Do you?
Well, they probably don't beat the Bengals. That Mahomes performance was brilliant yesterday.
Dan, you know what the J in Josh Johnson stands for? Not Jimmy G. Kyle Shanahan, when you have four quarterbacks, it means you don't have one. There's always something, always, with this Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers. Built-in excuses. The Grizzlies haven't been the same since Shannon Sharp. Kansas City Chiefs, the rare team to make the Super Bowl, who was getting unhealthy at the wrong time. Patrick Mahomes, limping to the finish line. Tom Brady, 49ers, collision course. I said something nice about Patrick. How about that?
Patrick Mahomes went 20. I'm going to be box score Sue here for a second.
He played great, Mike.
29-43.
He played great.
For 326 yards, right. Two touchdowns. He had the one fumble, zero picks. A huge conversion on that scramble with his high ankle sprain.
And do it in
three
the Super Bowl.
Active receivers. Yeah. Yeah. Spread the ball around to a bunch of people. And we're so accustomed to his greatness, it hasn't been a talking point.
Mike, he is six times away from doing it in the Super Bowl from being in that conversation.
I mean, okay. Brady is pretty terrific, but I'm taking offense to putting Burrow ahead of him.
It looked good for a minute. You have to be honest. I did. I looked good for
Burrow's
a minute.
Great. Burrow may very well be the second best in the league, but you're taking things away from Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes goes to Tahoe. Just a weird position by you.
Why? I should be.
I haven't seen Jalen Hurts in Tahoe. I haven't seen Joe Burrow in Tahoe. I haven't seen Tom Brady in Tahoe.
Why is Jalen Hurts not in the conversation, by the way? What are we doing?
You're the one that were. You were keeping him out of the conversation. You said they were better off with Minshew.
I did say that. Josh Johnson has more conference championship game experience than Phillip Rivers, Tony Romo, Warren Moon, and Josh Allen combined. Philadelphia 76ers, do it in the postseason. Denver Nuggets, feel free to do the same. Seems like the Kelce brothers picked a great year to start a podcast. Those guys are annoying. I mean, I love Travis, but it's a bit annoying at this point now.
I'm not annoyed with the Kelce brothers.
Now you're ripping another guy we could get.
I'm ripping Jason. I mean...
We see Travis at Tahoe.
It has nothing to do with Travis.
Kelce, I mean, Jason does like the driving on that show.
He's great.
Why are you ripping him then?
Enough of the Kelces.
You go, he's great.
I don't know. I mean.
Are you saying the NFL's rigged?
I'm jealous.
You wanted the Travis Kelce podcast. That's what it is.
Please do not get him started. I did. Like, this is one of those. Let this one go with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Billy's right.
I know his buttons. This is a button that we can go down a dangerous path.
Not pushing it.
Patrick Mahomes, we get it. You're hurt. How the hell is Jalen Hurts 19-2 in his last 21 as a starter? Speaking of hell, Art Briles. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
6 months, 82 games, and finally, the postseason is here. First up, the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament. For this, the rules are simple. Win to get in. 8 teams battle to earn their playoff spot in a win-or-go-home style tournament that is bound to be full of highlights, excitement, and drama. There's no better way to set the tone for the playoffs than this, so make sure you don't miss the action. Watch TNT's coverage of the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament on April 16th and 19th on TNT, True TV, and Max.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Don Levitard.
The alley has a bad reputation in general, right?
It does.
Throughout American history.
Yeah. But on South Beach, someone's always just sitting somewhere smoking a cigarette. You can't go down an alley around here and not see someone sitting there smoking a cigarette.
It retains a pulsating heat from the night before.
You walk by some liquid that you're like, is that water? Didn't rain last night. That's definitely not water.
Avoid the liquid. Always avoid the liquids in an alley.
Stugatz.
I venture a guess that if you were to rake your tongue on the asphalt of an alley, you would die immediately. Wow.
I don't think it would be immediately, though. First, you'd contract very quickly, right before death, several sexual diseases, and then you would die.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
So you'll remember the most recent thing from Championship Sunday, which was, I think, Bengals-Chiefs lived up to the hype. But we were really excited about Championship Sunday headed into it because we were supposed to have two really good games. Those were tight spreads, some line movement. And genuinely, some of the most informed people on the sport didn't really know who to pick in them. And the NFC Championship game was a dud. There was just too much to overcome. Sugatz gets to be right, but...
Not really.
The injury thing happened. Now, I know Ric Flair tweeted, I was in a plane crash, get out there, Brock Purdy. And it was a little odd. It was odd that Brock Purdy came back. We mentioned it on our live stream that Brock Purdy was good enough to come back into that game after Josh Johnson got knocked out. There was nothing from his time back in there, though, that would be held as evidence that said that he was good. Everything
he couldn't
was
throw.
Line.
Yeah, it was all run plays.
Brock Purdy said that he could not throw the ball further than 10 yards in the air. And that presumes that you're throwing it in a straight line. I mean, an out route for a 2-yard completion is probably 10 yards in the air.
They did a good job protecting him because when he went back in the game, he was forced back into the game. I was like, if he throws one ball, just one ball, I'm going to crush the guy. Because he could have came back earlier.
You called him a croc.
Whatever. Listen, I'm lashing out at Brock Purdy. And the reason is I felt like the Eagles were going to steamroll the 49ers regardless of whether or not it was Brock Purdy, Josh Johnson, and I didn't get to see it play out. And so Purdy has a built-in excuse now, and I can't really do anything with it.
He got let off the hook, essentially.
He did. Yeah, it's a heady play by Purdy. I mean...
I think it's worse for the 49ers.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are talking about planning as if Brock Purdy is your quarterback next year. What do they do?
That was a big evaluation spot for him.
Right.
Can he do this on the road?
But what do they do?
He went 8-1 as the starter.
They traded everything for Trey Lance, though.
I know. Well, and then there's the conversation about Tom Brady, which everyone thinks he's going to go there.
Yeah.
Right. So, you go into next year with just Trey Lance as your quarterback?
Is Garoppolo a free agent? I think so.
I believe so.
I think part of the agreement was
Garoppolo is a free agent. Yes.
So he's on the big deal. They have Trey Lance still on a rookie deal. Presumably he comes back to be in a quarterback battle with Brock Purdy next preseason if Tom Brady isn't there.
And if it's Brady, then Trey Lance gets to learn under Brady for a year or two.
The Brock Purdy thing was very it was fortuitous for the Niners because they had to navigate their roster, and Deebo Samuel had already gotten his money this offseason. It was hard getting all that talent around Jimmy Garoppolo. They found ways to do it. But now they don't have to worry about that big quarterback contract, and they found the most valuable thing in that sport, you would think, which is get a quarterback you can win with that's on a rookie deal. He's on an especially cheap rookie deal because he was a last draft pick.
Now they have two.
Yeah, and Trey Lance. I think there's more questions about what to do with Trey Lance, honestly, than what Brock Purdy is. I think Brock Purdy is shown. Do you think it's fool's gold with Brock Purdy? I know you're saying
I don't know what it is. I don't think Kyle Shanahan knows what it is. That's why I wanted to see yesterday play out.
There's so many things that went wrong, and I thought San Francisco did so well to battle back and get that game to 7-7. That game looked every bit as physical as we thought it might be. They navigated injuries to Bosa, to Warner in that game. They couldn't navigate injuries to both of their quarterbacks. If that game gets played again and everybody's entirely healthy, from the sample that we saw when everybody was healthy going at it in that game, I think it was worthy of a 1.5-point spread?
Yeah.
So it's a bummer that it happened this way. It's a bummer that you don't have the evaluation moment with Brock Purdy on the road, but they got their quarterbacks knocked out. That's what that looks like. It looks like 31-7 if it happens early.
Well, I mean, it should look like 31-7 with Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
Because
correct.
When you're down to your third-string quarterback, that's what it should look like. They should not have been in this position when they lose Jimmy Garoppolo in the game against the Dolphins, and they go on a winning streak. They win 7 games in a row as a result of having lost Jimmy Garoppolo. That's not how that happens. And yet, that's why people give Kyle Shanahan all sorts of credit, and why, I mean, yesterday it could have been like an all-time chronic achievement for him if he did it with Josh Johnson. And at 7-7, you're thinking, holy shit, is he going to do this? But I don't know what you do, because I think if you're saying running that offense, who would be sort of most effective? Brock Purdy has shown you way more than Trey Lance has. And I understand Trey Lance has played in a very small sample. They have to give it a go with him, I would think. But I actually think that not going for Brady, letting Garoppolo go, would allow them to maintain that advantage that you talk about, which is we can keep this great roster and we pay a collective $11 million to our quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
That's the value in this sport, and you can spend the rest of your salary cap money on the rest of the team.
Do we know that Brock Purdy is better than Jimmy G, though? Like,
no idea.
That's what I mean. Know, like, I think he's in that category right now. He hasn't established himself better than that.
So
I'm not going to get mad at anybody for having that take. Brock Purdy was really good in his time.
But it's not even that he's better, is that Garoppolo is going to be a free agent and somebody's going to pay him $15 million, whereas Brock Purdy, I think, makes $770,000.
Yeah.
So you're paying
the salary doesn't justify
you're paying
the
nothing for this person.
They already decided Jimmy G was Trey Lance's backup in week one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He lost the quarterback battle.
Brock Purdy's going to have a quarterback battle.
Could they do that? This offseason, this is Trey Lance's job to lose, or they'd probably make it a more competition.
I think it's a quarterback competition.
You think so?
Well, not if Brady's there, though.
No, not if Brady's there.
Well, that just throws a f***ing
no
wrench
competition.
In all of
it. Can I ask a genuine question? If you're the Niners, why would you do that?
I wouldn't.
Why wouldn't you?
Because you have your quarterback situation figured out. The strength of your team
you think you do.
The strength of your team is your team.
No, but you think you do.
I think we saw enough from Brock Purdy to say that he's... No matter what, we know where we're going to get with him. I don't think he's going to be worse after you have off-season camps and all this film out there. Even if he's a little bit worse, it's still pretty good. I think his production was better than Jimmy Garoppolo's at that position.
He had 13 touchdowns, 4 interceptions.
That's really good.
He was really good.
You project his numbers over a full season. He's a really good player.
How many starts did he make? Because those are really good numbers. He had 1,400 yards, 13 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. 67% completion percentage.
Including yesterday, he started 9 games total, including playoffs.
We'll take yesterday out of it. So
he started 8 games.
I mean,
you extrapolate that over a full season.
The numbers that Stugatz are citing are just his regular season numbers. So that's 6 games. So he averaged more than 2 touchdowns a game.
That's really good.
Most talented team in football, but still really
good.
But they get
to keep the most talented team in football if they don't pay money to a quarterback.
You say that, and I don't think
they're one of them.
They're one of,
right.
Brandon Ayuk just had a career year for Brandon Ayuk, but it's Deebo Samuel, George Kittle. I look at Philadelphia and I say, wow, they're overwhelming with talent. And they have McCaffrey too now. They added him.
It's on the lines, right? It's offensive line. They've got both McGlinchey and Trent Williams. That defense is ridiculous.
If we're looking towards the Super Bowl, though, and seeing how the Eagles got to Brock Purdy and changed that game by getting to him, a high ankle sprain for Patrick Mahomes, an offensive line that doesn't get the praise that San Francisco's offensive line does. I think that's why the public has gravitated towards taking Philadelphia.
I was blown away when Kansas City, when they did the NBC PFF numbers on when everyone introduces themselves. Every single one of Kansas City's offensive linemen is a top 10 offensive lineman this year. Like, that offensive line is really good. Hassan Reddick, we talked about Chris Jones not getting enough credit earlier in the show. Hassan Reddick is, I think, approaching that territory as well, where he doesn't get nearly enough credit for how dominant he is as a pass rusher. He destroyed the Giants game, and again, yesterday, gets to Brock Purdy, and that's the play that injures him. Like, he is a ridiculously good defensive lineman.
So what do you do if you're Kyle Shanahan? Like, what do you do?
I'm not a big Trey Lance guy. Tony back here has been arguing that Trey Lance...
Why are we writing off Trey Lance, right? He played one game in a monsoon in Chicago, but it's also, all of a sudden now, it's Jimmy G, or it's Brock Purdy, or it's Tom Brady or something, but like, they went up to draft this guy. They gave up a lot of assets to go get Trey Lance. There's still something there with him and Shanahan. Is this maybe an evolved version of what they had in Washington with RG3 to somebody who's a little bit more sustainable, who's a little bit bigger? Like, that's something that I want to explore. I think that offense with a running quarterback can be the most dynamic offense in football.
He played a couple of games meaningfully as a rookie, and the noises that were coming out of training camp were that, well, maybe they should do more with Jimmy Garoppolo than with Trey Lance. Like, he wasn't clearly putting away that
job.
He's
not an advanced thrower. I think that's the part that makes everybody a little bit worried. But he's more advanced as a runner. We can see with Lamar, with Jalen Hurts, with guys that haven't developed as far as passing yet,
is that going to be the Kyle Shanahan offense, though? I mean, I know he had RG3, so he can do it. But I just think that, like, Kyle Shanahan running his conventional offense is so special. I mean, clearly he saw in going for Trey Lance that they wanted to elevate what they're doing by bringing in a running quarterback, and they could do more than just their conventional offense. But
I mean, he saw Josh Allen and said, I need someone like that to run my offense. That's right. The story. So he traded up to get him.
He doesn't need it. Historically, he's never had that.
But he
win a Super Bowl, though. I think he thought that.
He thinks it can elevate that.
Clearly. Look at the quarterbacks that are in the Super Bowl.
But if you guys trust
him, mobile ones.
If you guys trust him the way I think you do, Kyle Shanahan, you think he's a great coach, right?
Yeah, I think the proof is in the pudding.
To Tony's point, he's the guy who saw Trey Lance and said, that's the guy to run this offense. He traded up to get Trey Lance. Isn't that where you go? If you don't get Tom Brady, it has to be Trey Lance's job. Like, it has to be. It's not going to be Brock Purdy.
We've seen Trey Lance play in 8 games. Well, I'm not counting. We've seen him play in 6 because other ones he was taking a knee and handing it off. So in 6 games. In those 6 games, he's had one good game. One good game. We've seen Brock Purdy play about the same amount. Every single game Brock Purdy has played in, he's been good. So you want to extend this wait and see approach to Trey Lance. You didn't have to do that with Brock Purdy, who's a rookie.
I think you have to give him this. You have to give Trey Lance this season.
I agree.
First 8 games of next season.
No, I don't give it to him. I have a quarterback battle. What do you think they do in training camp? You evaluate your quarterbacks.
Do they? I feel like...
Yeah,
like,
when this is...
Do they?
Yeah. I just feel like teams take preseason...
It's a good question.
Teams take preseason...
Do they evaluate their quarterbacks in camp? Yes.
Like, teams take their preseason so lightly now that, like, I'm not certain that
they don't take their camps, like, lightly. That's the time that they'll use to evaluate Trey Lance and Brock Purdy.
I feel like we've had, like... When I was a kid, quarterback battles were a real thing in training camp. Now, I just feel like, for the most part, guys, like... San Francisco themselves, they didn't say Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo go compete. Kyle Shanahan woke up one morning and said, Trey Lance is my guy, and Jimmy Garoppolo, we're exploring a trade for him.
It was a different situation, though, with Jimmy Garoppolo. The contract can't be removed from the equation.
And his injury.
It was his injury, the contract situation, the fact that he was entering a lame duck year. They had tried several times to trade him. They were trying to move on from Jimmy Garoppolo, and it was a great redemption story for Jimmy Garoppolo, who I think made himself a lot of money this offseason. Maybe not the money he was making, certainly, because he's not a top-tier quarterback, but he's proven that he is someone that if you have under center and you have a talented team around him, you can do some winning and possibly even get to a Super Bowl. But there isn't a huge gulf there between Jimmy Garoppolo and Brock Purdy. If I'm looking at a gulf in that quarterback room, the gulf is between Brock Purdy and Trey Lance. So use the offseason to evaluate
Purdy
these
quarterbacks.
You think
Purdy was that good? Is that what you're saying? Like Purdy was that good to
well, it's
you?
Just, we're saying you got to wait around, and I understand why you got to wait on Trey Lance, because he's young, he's athletic, all the things that you can do with him in
well,
that
you
offense.
You traded everything for
but you
him.
You have a rookie that lit the games on fire in which he played. These are really good numbers for Brock Purdy. You but, have what you want in that sport.
But we have to presume that their evaluate, like maybe Kyle Shanahan's evaluation is, I did that for him. Mm. Brock Purdy is not actually special. He just can come in and run my offense.
Right.
And I can get a lot of guys that can come in and run my offense.
Except it hasn't been Trey Lance.
Yeah.
He can get a lot of guys that can run his offense.
It's such a
but
small,
it hasn't been Trey
it's
Lance
such a small
yet.
Sample.
Josh Johnson can really do it.
Well, this is almost like Matt Castle when Brady got out. It was like, Matt Castle, he's this amazing quarterback. Oh my God, look at the team that he had. And then he goes to Kansas City, and it's like kind of a fart year.
Yeah, but they had to pay. They ended up paying Matt Castle money.
Right, I understand that. But I'm talking about Purdy, though.
Like Matt Castle left New England. Maybe if he had stayed in New England, he could have continued running Josh McDaniels' offense.
Yes, but that was the year that Brady got hurt. He came in, and obviously it was Brady's team.
Yeah.
But the fact is that it's kind of this mirage of, oh, is he good because of the system? Because they had just had the greatest offensive output the year before, and they still had these weapons. Or is it a byproduct of the quarterback actually being good? Like, I don't think we can disavow what we've seen with Brock Purdy. Like, this is Mr. Irrelevant, seventh round pick, last pick of the draft, coming in, being 7-0 in the NFL in the middle of the season.
With the best roster, with probably the best roster in football, that needs to be
close.
Stated.
Yeah, if not fair. Close, yeah. But the fact that he was able to jump on a moving train, go 7-0, and look this good is amazing. Now, is it his team? Maybe. Is it a bit of fool's gold? Maybe. Like, I want to see
Kyle
Trey
Shanahan
Lance.
Says I don't want to build around that. That can be a totally fair evaluation of Brock Purdy.
I trust a head coach's evaluation. Granted, I think he made a wrong decision with Trey Lance over Jimmy Garoppolo this season, but that was an organizational decision. They had to move on because they wanted to have the team with a good young quarterback that you can win with on a cheaper deal. I think they already have that with
and
Brock
the investment
Purdy.
They made too. Like, they moved a lot of assets to go get Trey Lance, and you can't just be like, after 1 year, half of a season played, be like, okay, this is not our guy.
You could look at it as like, we moved a lot of those assets to get the roster to add guys like Christian McCaffrey because we're not paying the quarterback a lot of money. So I look at my roster and I say, I found that with Brock Purdy.
Which, by the way, I mean, if they're trading those picks for McCaffrey, they traded those picks for Lance, they're letting a lot of capital go that's going to allow them to replenish the roster that they have. It's not a guarantee. Like, defense, even though, I mean, they might lose D'Amico Ryans, they'll have to replace him.
Yeah.
And we have
they'll to... They'll get draft compensation for D'Amico Ryans going to Houston.
But we have to presume that their ability to replenish defensively is not unlimited. We've seen the Legion of Boom. We've seen other great defenses. They have 3 or 4 year windows. So maybe that is honestly the argument for Tom Brady's Stugatz, is that we don't know how long this roster will continue to be this good. Like, do you trust Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch as a brain trust that can continue to replenish that roster over and over again?
But I think what Mike is saying, and it's not unfair to say, after the 6 regular season games and starts and the fact they didn't lose when he was inserted in the starting lineup, is he's already found his guy. And he's got him on a rookie contract. It's not the guy he intended to be the guy, but he got him nonetheless. And it's a fair argument to make today. I mean, because Purdy, the game didn't play out. So we have no idea if we saw, you know, if Purdy could do it on the road in the postseason. Okay. I don't think he can either. Like, I think the Eagles would have won the game by a lot. But what Mike is making is a very fair argument, you know?
You have this guy on a rookie deal. And that's and not even just a rookie deal. Like, Trey Lance is still making $9 million next year. Again, Brock Purdy's making like $880,000.
You know what you do? You say, hey, Kyle, do you want Brock Purdy? And if he says yes, then you let him go. Because Kyle can't figure out quarterbacking, and he can't get quarterbacks right. So you ask him who you like, and if he says yes, exactly right.
Because, I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo was the guy that he picked, and then he wanted off of him, and Trey Lance is the guy that he picked, and now there's a chance he might want off him. I think he'll want to your point, Stu. Like, he'll he'll want to explore Trey Lance to its conclusion, right? Like, you have to, even coming off that injury, if you're saying...
It's his guy,
you're saying, I need that dynamic in my offense, then he's going to avail himself of every opportunity to find that dynamic in his offense.
Back to the Brady point and why you bring him in, the argument is, this is the Super Bowl roster, this is the window, you go right now. George Kittle's 29 years old. Debo Samuel, he kind of exploded onto the scene last year, but Debo Samuel's 27 years old. He's just a few months younger than Tyreek Hill, who seems like he's been in the league like 10 times as long as Debo Samuel has been. So there is something to that. We have the roster, let's go right now. But if that game was 7-7 at Philadelphia,
right,
it was 7-7
with Josh Johnson,
I think they have a pretty high seed. I think they're Super Bowl good with Brock Purdy.
I mean, they got to the conference championship game last year too.
And it's like, it's not like Brock Purdy isn't going to be getting better the more he plays.
But if you put Purdy on, I don't know, the Dolphins, you think you're getting the same production?
I think he looks like Skylar Thompson. Wouldn't he? Like,
but you keep...
I don't think I'm we know. You. I think the answer can be, we don't know.
But you keep making Kyle Shanahan this cure-all for
quarterbacks. Quite the problem if you don't know.
Do it with Trey Lance.
Right.
Well, yeah, he hasn't done it with Trey Lance yet. Trey Lance is, it's not...
The Brock Purdy experience was pretty damning for Trey Lance.
I completely agree, but it's not Zach Wilson playing two full seasons at quarterback or Daniel Jones playing three full seasons at quarterback.
No, it's not a representative.
And us making an evaluation. Like, you can still wait and still let Trey Lance... And honestly, the 49ers are so good that Trey Lance could be bad for eight games and they might still be 5-3. And you can make a decision at that point and be like, well, maybe we change quarterback. This isn't working, but we're still in a position to maybe make the playoffs next year.
Trey Lance has been bad in...
But again, in games
he's played in.
He stapled his name to Trey Lance. That's what he did. Like, he said, hey, I'm the quarterback guy. Yeah. I'm the guru. I'm moving up to get Trey Lance. Like, that's his guy.
I think he stapled his name to turning the organizational page on Jimmy Garoppolo. We need to have the cheap quarterback at this so we can keep guys like George Kittle, so we can keep guys like Debo Samuel, so we can add guys like Christian McCaffrey, so Sugats can say to a mic that we have the most talented team and take credit away from a quarterback. That's a type of roster we want to construct. And they've proven that they've had that. I think the sample's been representative that you know that they're going to be a really good team with Brock Purdy under center. They're going to be division champion good. We don't, from the Trey Lance experience, we don't know. Keep in mind, Trey Lance barely played in college. Trey Lance has a lot. Brock Purdy, in terms of experience at quarterback in college, so much more experience than Trey Lance.
By the way, that whole Iowa State run, I'm reevaluating in my mind. Does he suck? Like, what's going on? They won the Fiesta Bowl 1 year, but they went like 6-7 or 7-6 in the other year, and then they lost the Camping World Bowl the next year with five losses.
He might have had one of the great quarterbacks.
Matt Campbell is like in the Matt Rhule category of coaches who get so much hype to get next big job, but I'm not certain why.
Well, he was for a while. I mean
Matt Campbell's been that guy for 5 years.
Yeah, but up until like last year, they only won three games, I think, in total last season. And like,
he turned down a bunch of money from the NFL, Matt Campbell.
Yeah, maybe he shouldn't have. But I mean, the Big 12's getting easier, so I don't know what the strategy is there. But I'm reevaluating Brock Purdy's college career.
I have a question for you guys.
Now that he's an NFL starter. Yeah.
Let us know when you're finished.
I mean,
give us a full detailed report.
You guys just, never mind.
What?
I have a slightly off topic question for you guys. When I change time zones, does my Google Calendar also change time zones?
If you're there long enough.
It's a setting on your computer.
No, I'm pretty certain the second your phone changes over, maybe not on your computer, when your phone changes time zone, your Google Calendar changes time zones.
It's
with
a setting on your computer, though, on Google Calendar.
Yeah.
It can automatically switch, or you can keep it in the time zone you were in.
I need to see how to do that because I'm a little concerned, Stugatz, when we go to Arizona that everything is going to be like saved in Eastern time. We're going to miss everything by
it's
like
a weird
2 hours.
Sometimes they're 2 hours behind us. Sometimes they're 3 hours behind us.
I think we're in the 2 hour period right now, right?
Yeah, it's
for how long?
Hour.
Until daylight saving.
Oh, so yeah, okay. So they don't do daylight savings then.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the thing, though.
You're doing it right.
When you're doing guest booking with Arizona, you got to do send me the Eastern time and the mountain time.
Yeah.
I need them both in the subject line.
But if I, no, that's fine. My concern is what I'm going to put it into my calendar as, and if my calendar will change itself when I'm there to be in the right time zone. Or what if I go and I proactively try to put it at the right time, and then my calendar thinks that I'm putting it at Easter time, and then I'm, when I'm there, I'm 2 hours early now. You know
to,
what I mean?
To Jess's point, I think in every calendar invite, you put it in the calendar thing, where it says guest name dash 9 a.m. MT slash 11 a.m. ET.
Yeah, that's fine. I can put it in the title, but like I see like three words, and then it disappears, and then I don't look, and then you know what I'm saying? None of you guys are worried about being hours off on this situation.
No. I deal with time zones all the time, Billy.
I don't. I mean, I'm a novice. I stick to the Eastern time zone.
You record
nothing
with Golic every week, too, because every week me and Golic have this whole song and dance where we're figuring out what time zone he's
on.
Oh,
you have it, too?
He moves across the country every other week. Sometimes he's in Eastern, sometimes he's in Mountain, sometimes they're 3 hours, sometimes they're 2 hours. Every time, I'm like, just send me
Central
both times.
Too, sometimes.
Send me all four times. Tell me what time we're recording in Pacific, Mountain, Central, and Eastern. I will not screw it up if you do that.
When we talk to him, we're just like, this is the time we're recording in Eastern. You can kind of figure it out. Like, we don't know where you are this week. Stugatz also tells me all the time with Golic, like, oh, I think he's in Florida this week, which I don't know the last time. I think he was in Florida for like a bowl game.
He was.
And maybe a playoff game. But Stugatz is always telling me, I think he's in Florida this week. The last time he told me, I think he's in Florida, he appeared in Boston.
He was in Boston last week.
Yeah.
The man travels. I'm saying
he does,
it's confusing.
Man.
Getting goal extended.
He gets around,
right.
You know what I mean?
He also travels every Sunday. That was a weird joke coming from you.
What was that?
He does an NFL game every Sunday. I never know.
Besides a bad joke.
Give him the loser game shows up.
Sports.
Matt Campbell doesn't have an agent.
Really?
Looked it up.
Wow. Impossible.
He has to have an agent.
I'm telling you, I mean, according to 247 Sports.
He doesn't have an agent?
As of last year, an article
Everyone's
from last
fact-checking
year.
You on their computers right now.
Right.
So he himself decided to turn down that offer from the, was it the Lions?
Yeah, it's the headline from the Detroit Free Press was 8 years, $68.5 million deal from the Detroit Lions. Oof.
He's got to fire his agent.
Or hire one, apparently.
Yeah, but then you're giving away 10%, right?
No, I think you only get, like, they get 2% on those contracts.
10% is very,
very aggressive.
I think 10% is like talent contracts, not like agent, player.
It's
or
all negotiable.
I'm seeing in this Detroit Free Press story that Campbell does have an agent. His name is Rick Smith.
When was that dated? Mine was a year ago.
So he fired him
afterwards. So
January of 21.
He did exactly what we said
Mine's
he should
December
do.
Of 21.
So he hired Rick Smith, got the deal, didn't take it.
Then
now he might
him.
Still have him, I guess.
Why would you let me do that?
I'm confused on the timelines.
Does he have an agent?
Do we care?
What time is it?
Brock Purdy's QBR is twice as good as Trey Lance's.
You're sold on Purdy.
In terms of being better than Trey Lance,
not,
it's
but like you
pretty
can't
damning.
Even compare it. It's apples and oranges. Trey Lance didn't get to start 8 games at like midway through the season without, you know, any of the things that he's had to deal with when he started those games.
It's just the offense never looked as crisp as it does with Brock Purdy at the helm with Trey Lance. He can turn it around, but we've been talking about quarterback battle and you have to be married to this Trey Lance experience because of what you gave up to him. And I'm saying, no, Trey Lance has to take this from Brock Purdy.
I think Kyle Shanahan can call the Brock Purdy offense with his eyes closed, but he, I think, has very clearly decided that it needs to be more than that. And so in...
Did we not just see what it looked like with Josh Johnson? I understand it's a difficult circumstance being plugged right into the middle of the game. Did we
Josh
not just see...
bad.
Like, did we not just see what it looked like with a hurt Brock Purdy? Like it we're taking a bunch of credit away from Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy could be good.
Stugatz is. He called him Croc Purdy. The rest of us are not.
Yeah.
You know what? I will say I'm taking credit away from Brock Purdy.
Who's the best quarterback you've
Thank
seen
you.
In that offense
this year?
Wait,
he called him Skylar Thompson.
He did.
Who's the best quarterback you've seen in that offense?
Brock Purdy.
It's been Brock Purdy.
That's fair.
That's Jimmy Garoppolo. He made it to a Super Bowl. Okay. I think we're well within our means to say, Trey Lance, you got to take this from Brock Purdy.
But if Purdy's, if he's healthy yesterday, you feel like they win the game? You really feel like that? Like, who gives you a better chance?
I
Garoppolo, Purdy, or Trey Lance?
I know for a fact it ain't 31-7. I think that that's a tight game throughout, and we see what plays Jalen Hurts can make down the stretch. I don't know, is to answer your question. Entering that game, I took Philadelphia in pools because I thought Philadelphia was going to win that game, and I wasn't anticipating a Brock Purdy injury, but I was anticipating a tight game. I think everybody was. Everybody was.
I wasn't. That's why I wanted to see it play out. That would have, and I would have been right on Purdy, and it would have ended, you know, this conversation. This conversation never starts. And then Kyle Shanahan knows exactly
this
where he sits.
This conversation never ends.